following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Welcome into the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. The Aggies already Talladega County Big School Champions, looking for the Super Championship tonight as the Big School Champion Aggies take on the Small School Champion Childersburg Tigers, a rivalry matchup with a trophy on the line. Michael Adair, doesn't get much bigger. Silicaga Childersburg, the complete county championship at stake tonight.
Man, what a great environment this gym presents here at Childersburg High School. Probably one of the better, this one at Talladega, bigger and better than a lot of the others in the county. So almost a full house and a really big game for Coach Jones to get his first county championship. I mean, that's a heck of an accomplishment.
Yeah, and if you don't think this game tonight is a big deal, just lose the game and then hear what the critics will say. It's a very important matchup. Of course, you've already won the big school championship against Talladega, but maybe more importantly than the county championship overall, it's Silicaga and Childersburg.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we've called a lot of these games over the years, and there's been a lot of good ones in this gym and our gym, and man, the crowd gets into it, and we get into it, and it's just a good environment for everybody. So we just got to come out here and take care of business. Obviously, it's the second time we played Childersburg this year. We had our way with them the first time. Pretty convincing win, so we just need to come out and do that again.
Outside of the county championship tonight, a quick look back at the entire season for the Aggies. 20-3 on the year, 4-1 in the area. Silicaga's pretty much wrapped up the regular season area crown with a win over Shelby County next week, but, you know, it is what it is. Looking to host that area tournament. And we're really, as the one seed, you lock yourself into the round of 32.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, a lot of listeners may not realize how this plays out, but by winning the region, which it looks like we've done, it allows you to host the area tournament at home. But it also, there's only four teams in the region, so it allows you to play the four seed as a one seed. It gives you a pretty easy path to the postseason. What you don't want to do is be a two or three seed and have to play another really good team on the road, too, which is a big deal in basketball, not being at home. So we really like where we sit right there. And my goodness, for Silicaga to accomplish that without one of their better players being 100% Josh Spear, was a heck of a feat to pull that off down the stretch.
And Josh not dressed tonight. You will not see Josh Spear probably until the area tournament. But maybe even more importantly for the Aggies, not only obviously you want the one seed and you want to host, but they're going to be able to play Clay Central and Briarwood on that 84-foot floor at Nichols-Lawson Middle School, let their defense work for offense. Just a huge advantage for Silicaga. And if you start looking across the bracket, it doesn't really look, it gets much harder if you go to the round of 32 as the two seed from Area 8. You want to be able to host a loser from the opposing area on your bracket and be able to drive it to that Sweet 16. And as a lot of people think, this team, its floor is going to be Elite 8.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly right. You made a really good point by playing on the smaller floor at Silicaga, because we're a team that gets after you and wants to play fast. When teams get us on a big floor, they can slow the game down, and that's what we saw a little bit from Clay Central. We saw it from Briarwood, really slow it down. But yeah, looking at the postseason picture, I mean, we get into that area tournament, take care of business. I don't think it really matters if we're a one seed or a two seed, other than the fact we get to play that at home. But we cross, so we'll go to sub-state with either a one or two seed, and we'll cross with either Valley or Elmore. If we win it, looks like Elmore is going to be the runner-up, so we'll get matched up with them at home. But even as you said, as you go beyond that, it looks like you'll probably get Selma, and you'll probably get Briarwood again. And that's kind of what you got a pretty good path to the Final Four. And then in that Final Four, you're going to meet up with a team like Gunnersville or somebody like that. It's going to be really tough. But we actually, I was actually talking to another coach about this today. We've got a pretty good bracket if we get in there. We're in a pretty good situation.
A lot of people are looking forward to it, as we are as well. Hey, that'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. You'll have the Coos Valley Medical Center starting lineups and tip-off between Sylacauga and Childersburg in the county championship when we come back. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Stop by or drive through today. Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service and a convenient drive-through to get what you need quickly. From prescriptions to over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season, they've got you covered. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Marble City Urology is now open at Coosa Valley Medical Center. Led by Dr. Lansing C. Patterson, they specialize in prostate health, kidney stones, and other urological needs. Located in Sylacauga, their expert team is dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care close to home. Schedule your appointment today by calling 256-401-4000. Take charge of your health with Dr. Patterson and the specialist at Marble City Urology, your trusted care partners. Visit cvhealth.net for more details.
For expert auto repair and award-winning service, trust Mullins Paint and Body in Sylacauga. Voted Best Auto Repair Shop in the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards. Call 256-626-2963.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
This is Sylacauga High School Basketball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, and Merkel's Anytime Towing. Now, here is the voice of Sylacauga High School Athletics, Jeremy Law.
Welcome back. Courtside is Sylacauga and Childersburg set to tip things off in moments for the 2025 Super Talladega County Basketball Championship. Boy, we've come a long way from just a true championship. Now you got two champions, and then you really still only have one champion because there's nobody in this gym that believes the loser of this game won anything when it comes to the Talladega County title. As we're about to turn it over to public address announcer, well, it was Shaddix Murphy for tonight's starting lineups.
For the Aggies of Sylacauga, Jordan Robertson. Number one, Aiden Crowe. Number two, Corbin Patterson. Number four, Eric O'Neill. And number five, CJ Franklin. Childersburg fans, make some noise! Sorry for the Childersburg Tigers, number zero, Sue. Number one, Stevie Smith. Number 11, Dontavius Bennett. Number 12,
those are your starting lineups tonight. Live from Childersburg High School, the county championship between Sylacauga and Childersburg. Again, Jeremy Law and Michael A. there with you tonight. CJ, Eric, Jordan, Aiden, and Corbin Patterson, your starting five for the Aggies. Again, no Josh Spear tonight.
One interesting observation pregame, Jeremy, is how unique of an area or region Childersburg has with Comer, Altamont, and Midfield in there. That's a interesting mix, and nobody really close other than Comer. So it's funny how these regions have changed over time.
Some names that you know for Childersburg, like Sheely Smith, Fairman, and Devin Williams, along with she got Duke Fairman and Tay Fairman on the floor. The referee trying to make his way to the circle, and you get a early technical foul.
Must have been a pregame violation or a.
So it's a technical foul on Childersburg to start the game. It's either a pregame violation or a player is not wearing the correct jersey as it is in the book that was sent to the officials. So Aiden Crow is going to start this game shooting two free throws.
That's a tough way to start it, isn't it? Man. You know you already got a pretty tall order playing Sylacauga, then you're going to give them two in the ball with a good shooter like Aiden usually.
So Crow starts this game at the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line. Hits the first one up and good. An anticlimactic start to this game. Normally you get a nice little jump ball. It'll be two shots and the ball for the Aggies. Oh. As Crow missed the second.
I'll tell you one thing about these county games like this, the county tournament, they put a lot of food up here, and Jeremy has.
I ate one quesadilla from one of our sponsors, La Costa. The drinks were provided by Radio Alabama. As Jordan Roberson brings it across the front court to start the ball game. Roberson working on a 5-second count, and he's fouled early by Tay Fairman.
I just don't want to start fouling Sylacauga that far away from the basket. It's this early in the game. Already picked up two fouls.
So CJ Franklin now in the backcourt. Working it ahead to Corbin, left wing. Patterson will drive. He'll stop its spin, kicking it off to O'Neill. C.J. Franklin, 30 points last night. Gives it off to Eric, and now the Aggies reset. Roberson, deep three, bottom. And the good guys lead it 4-0.
Boy, C.J. really has had a good run since Josh has been hurt. He's stepped up, and that's some big games.
Childersburg throws it far side with Smith. Dribbles it back off. Now they'll reset the offense with Tay Fairman. Aiden Crow knocking out the big man down low as Duke Fairman was calling for it. Tay Fairman driving right side of the lane. Cut off by C.J. Franklin. Back off to Seneca Sheely. Sheely stops left elbow, drives to the right elbow, turnaround jumper, and knocks it down.
Good looking shot there.
4-2, your score. Aggies wearing gray tonight. Childersburg in the home white unis. Corbin to Roberson. Another one for Jordan. Good! Six quick ones for Jordan Roberson.
Neither one of those balls touched the rim.
Starting to look good for Roberson, who has struggled shooting in the middle of this season. It's 7-2 Aggies. Sheely at the volleyball line, driving down the lane, got away with a walk, trapped by two Aggies. Now passes it back off to T.D. Smith. 7-2 with 6:10 to go, first quarter. Fairman, left wing, deep two, fires it up, missed it badly, and it's rebounded and cleared by Aiden Crow.
Good set there from Silicaga, good defense. See if we can get the bucket here.
See if they heat check Jordan. He's got six of the Aggie seven. Corbin to Jordan. Another one. Roberson. Money!
Wow. He is on fire.
Roberson, 9 in the first 2 minutes and 15
somebody
seconds.
Somebody better get on him.
And Childersburg threw it away, and Coach Joel Jones celebrates the defense far more than the offense with Roberson, with 9 of the Aggies' 10.
That's something this team's been missing is some good outside shooting. It's been sporadic, but if we could really get that going, man, that'll help us. That'll help free up the paint a little bit.
Roberson right wing off a screen, and they'll get a moving screen on of Eric O'Neill.
Man. Pretty strong, Jeremy. Pretty strong start.
County Championship, Aggies and Childersburg. Spinning. Fairman missed a shot. Taken out by C.J. He'll run. Aggies don't have numbers. Franklin down the lane, kicking it off to Roberson. Steps into a three. This one short of the rim. And then a foul called on the Aggies on the rebound. And who did they get? Got it on Aiden Crow.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Well, if that one dropped for Jordan, this place would have absolutely come undone. Second foul on the Aggies of the quarter. We played 3 minutes. Smith at the top of the key, guarded by O'Neill. They get it off to Sheely. The Aggies' best defender and Corbin Patterson on him. Sheely pulls it off, now takes a high screen at the top. Sheely down the right side of the lane. Great defense for Patterson. Might have gotten a piece of it, and there's a fight for the rebound. Patterson should have gotten a whistle for a foul. The Tiger fell on his leg, but Childersburg gets the offensive board. Williams on the drive. The scoop layup, no good. The Aggies will race it ahead the other direction. Roberson wide open for three. Good!
My goodness.
Wow. Layup on the other end is up and good for Childersburg. 13-4. Roberson with 12.
All but one.
Well, we've been saying Jordan Roberson needs to get going offensively. O'Neill driving, got fouled, didn't hit the shot. But Eric O'Neill going to the stripe for two.
That was a strong move to the basket. Really strong. Got Dr. Suzanne Lacey here rooting on her Childersburg Tigers. Looks like one of her board members, too. So good to see her here at the county tournament.
Are you kidding me, Jordan Roberson? What he's done here in the first quarter. CJ popped 30 last night as the Aggies' free throw struggles continue. Now 1-for-3 from the stripe here in the first quarter.
Well, you know, when we played Clay Central, they were pulling a guy into the paint and leaving a guy open. And you start shooting, you get a guy shooting the ball like that, it'll keep you from having to being able to do that again. So maybe Jordan will heat up back half the year.
Aggies now 50% at the stripe, 14-4. Roberson with 12. Crow with one. O'Neal with one and the foul in the backcourt on the Aggies. And if they get this on they got it on Patterson. I was going to say, if they got that one on Aiden, who was in the vicinity, that would have been his second here of the first quarter. Aggies by 10, midway through the first. Fairman trying to get around Franklin, spinning, hops in the air, kicks it off for a three. It's no good. Long rebound, gathered in by the Tigers. Fairman will fire a three. It's no good, and CJ is going to clear it. Collided with O'Neal in the air. Front court outlet pass to Crow as the Aggies got greedy. It's off his hands and out of bounds on the other baseline.
Good pass. You got to have that one. Expect your quarterback to put it on the money, and he did.
Top of the key, Tigers with it. Back to the bucket is Tay Truss. He'll drive right side, trying to get around Crow. Jumps into Crow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
They got Crow with a foul, his second of the quarter.
Hand was down. You got to keep that hand, those arms up. Our team looks a little different on the defensive side without Josh. And I know Todd Malone is working hard, and their goal, they want to get Josh back by the area tournament. And I'm sure he will be. He's getting some good treatment.
First free throw good for Childersburg. Whetstone will come in for Crow. Trust for one more. Coach Jones pleading Crow's case for him, but not sure how much of a case he had on that one. As Trust 2 for 2 at the line.
You gotta have those hands up. That's what the referee just told him.
Full court press for the Tigers. We get it in, and a foul on Truss. Has he got in the way of Patterson with his feet moving? Hezekiah Parker has been injured for a lot of the year for Childersburg. He's a lefty and broke a couple fingers on his left hand. He'll check in. He's only been back for about the last week. Roberson with it at the logo. I don't think he'll shoot it from there. 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Patterson with it, left wing.
I'd still guard him there, wouldn't you?
Roberson saw it in his eye. Thought about pulling one there. Patterson wants one. Corbin a little high off the rim. Rebound fought for on the baseline. Knocked out of bounds by Whetstone, who got it out of the hands of Hezekiah Parker.
Man, I'll tell you one thing. It is hot in this gym. It feels like it's 100 degrees in here. The heat is definitely working.
They get it inside Parker. He'll work on Whetstone. The lefty goes left, flips it up off the backboard. Rebound tap to control by CJ. CJ scoreless in the first quarter, but the Aggies with an 8-point lead. A little roll to the bucket. Whetstone lays it off the window and good.
That was an excellent pass from CJ right there. Good look, good pass. Nothing you can do with it.
Yeah, an inadvertent whistle. The referees thought Coach Johnny Johnson called a timeout. Now they'll let Childersburg get across the timeline. 16-6, Aggies with the lead. Childersburg down 10. They have the basketball. Right wing with it is Fairman. Calls for Sheely at the top. Fairman waves him off. Now gives it to Seneca Sheely. Sheely, right key, jab step with the right foot. Now they'll go back down low to Parker. Take it away from behind by Roberson. He'll take it himself down to the other end. Roberson skips it to CJ, driving, kicking. Now in the corner is Corbin. O'Neal, a little runner for Eric. Good. A little 10-foot jumper. O'Neal maybe does that better than anybody else on the Aggies roster.
No doubt.
18-6. Sheely, 18-foot jumper from the top of the key. Driving again, Sheely, after getting his own miss. Rebound by Tristan Whetstone. 18-6. Cross court, Corbin in the corner to Eric. Now firing it cross court. Roberson thought about a three, decided not to shoot it. Now Patterson will shoot it. No good. High rebound, O'Neal. Roberson wanted it, didn't get it. Rebound tapped around, and finally controlled by the Tigers.
Yeah, we got to start finding these open guys, man. They're there.
Contested three. Good defense on the shot from CJ. The putback no good for Childersburg. The Aggies have it moving right to left in gray. CJ left wing near the corner back to Corbin. Now the Aggies will set it up with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Patterson pushes it right side. Chest pass from Robeson. Now to Corbin. Now CJ skipping it down low. Tristan left low block. O'Neill found a crease down in the paint but missed the little push-up shot. And Childersburg going the other way with 26 seconds. Sheely calling for a screen from Parker. Working with 18 is Seneca Sheely. Calhoun has it. Driving. Had it blocked. Got it back. Calhoun with 9, with 8. Threw it away. It's Corbin Patterson. The Aggies will have 6 seconds to go. Corbin driving. Going up. Had his shot blocked. And that is how the first quarter will end. 18-6. Aggies lead it. After one, we'll be back with the second quarter. This is the Coosa Heights Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Life is full of action, and we know you want to stay in the game. That's where Donahue Physical Therapy comes in. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our dedicated team specializes in getting you back to your active lifestyle faster. From sports injuries to post-surgery recovery, we've got you covered. Choose Donahue Physical Therapy and keep doing what you love, because life is too short to sit on the sidelines. Donahue Physical Therapy, where you'll get back to the action faster.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Back to start the second quarter. A very fast first quarter, Michael Adair, with the Aggies leading at 18-6.
So fast. Both of these teams just run up and down the floor. Hasn't been a whole lot of pressing going on.
The county super championship. Fairman on the drive to spin but missed the shot. O'Neill with the rebound. Now it's Jordan Roberson working it into the front court. It'll be Gabe Harold joining Tristan Whetstone, Eric O'Neill, CJ Franklin, and Jordan Roberson for your right tire and service. 5 on the floor. Gabe in between the rings, CJ right wing. Zaggy's trying to work it inside. Childersburg, they're sitting back in the zone here to start the second quarter. Gabe, top of the key, 3, front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Tay Fairman, Childersburg in a 2-on-1. The Aggies catch up to a 2-on-2, and it's blocked by Jordan Roberson at the rim. The Aggies throwing it ahead, Tristan Whetstone. And there's a charge by Whetstone, ducked the shoulder with Tay Truss having his feet set.
I don't know if his feet were set or not, but he definitely got the call. And that Childersburg Tiger mascot is about the chillest mascot I've ever seen. He's just sitting over here. He hasn't even hardly moved his head.
Tay Fairman with the right side. Calhoun circling back around to the top. Basketball goes to Williams. Williams picks up his dribble. Trust with it out beyond the arc. Right wing now back to Fairman. This Aggie defense so tough to penetrate. In the corner, Calhoun passed up a 3, gave it back off to Williams. Williams stuck with it. We knock it out of his hands. It's O'Neill. It's stolen. The Aggies going to push it ahead. Eric driving, had his shot blocked, but they'll get a foul on the shot, and Eric O'Neill will shoot 2.
Good to see a lot of talent out here on the floor tonight. C.J. Franklin for Sylacauga, the MVP from the big schools, and Seneca Sheely, the MVP from Childersburg. Both playing good games tonight. A lot of basketball talent in this county.
Jordan Roberson had 12 of the first 13, 4 threes in the first 3 minutes of the game, and I'm not sure he's shot it since. As O'Neill makes the first free throw.
He missed one. That was his last shot. Hit the front of the rim.
I think he missed the his fourth attempt, then made the fifth one.
That may be right.
I would have kept feeding it to him. He had a couple chances open. The Yankees attacking the bucket. O'Neill with one more. Hit them both. 20-6 Aggies.
Got some good shooters on this team, and Eric O'Neill's another one.
Fairman fouled by Harrell on the drive, but no shot. And that's why I think it was so surprising to see the Aggies shoot the three ball really as bad as they did on the road at Clay Central.
You know, shooting the ball outside is just one of those things. You can be in the NBA and you can have terrible stretches of threes. You know, it's just got to get in that groove.
First foul of the quarter on Silicaga. Excuse me, the second foul of the quarter. He had one on Whetstone. Sheely had it knocked out of his hands. The Aggies were going to run the other way, but Franklin lost it. Three ball in the corner. No good. Offensive rebound by Tate Truss. Truss is fouled on the shot.
That's what you don't want to see. Silicaga prides itself in getting those boards. And, you know, anytime you get an offensive rebound, there's a good chance you're going to give up some points because those easy putbacks, and a lot of times the threes fall a little easier the second time around. So you got to dominating that glass is something we've got to do as this season gets deep.
Truss 2-for-2 at the line, made that one as well. Now 3-for-3 makes the score 20-7. Truss hits the second. 20-8. Aggies with the lead, got off to a great start. They led this game 13-3 at one point. Roberson wants a left wing three. Hits it. Roberson with 15 of the Aggies, 23.
Without Roberson, we'd be in trouble right now.
15 points in the first 10 minutes and 30 seconds.
They only gave us two on that one?
No, the score is wrong.
Okay.
Roberson was about 3 feet behind the line when he shot that one.
I'll keep it in sync with him until they change it.
Harrell wants a three. Harrell's three goes off the back iron. Rebound tapped out by Eric O'Neill. Childersberg on the other end, and they'll get a travel. Yeah. That three for Roberson was about from 24 feet. They're having trouble with the scoreboard.
Jay Law is the only play-by-play guy in the state that's got instant replay at his fingertips.
Like
unbelievable. The technology he's got in front of him is...
It looks like
he's running a spaceship over here.
That's just YouTube.
I mean, you got it all right there, man. You got buttons. If I had to push all these buttons, I'd be lost.
It's a good thing you're not pushing them. Well, you're pushing one. You are keeping up with the scoreboard.
Trying to.
23-8.
Now it's 23, yep.
O'Neill working at the free throw line. Gives it off to CJ. Skip pass back to Eric. He'll pull it out beyond the arc. Eric, step back three. O'Neill, no good. Nobody's made a three in this game for the Aggies except Jordan Roberson. Had a couple up from Patterson and a couple up from Eric, no good. Kinson three just checked in the game along with Malik Sparks. Eric O'Neill with a steal. He's going to attack. Eric got fouled. He'll go to the line for two. It was a putback dunk for CJ.
Hey, we missed that one.
Boy, CJ, he is not a big guy by any means, but his head was at the rim.
He's about 6 feet, but he can elevate, buddy. He is a fantastic athlete. One of my favorite kids out there. Great family, great guy, great competitor. Always has been. And his family's got a long line of good athletes in it, too.
Eric made the first, now 24-8.
You know, one thing, Jeremy, about this team is that different people step up all the time. You don't have just like this one guy that's LeBron James. It's like they got a lot of good players, and it just depends on who's going to shine.
I mean, we've had 9 different Star Physical Therapy Star Player of the Game winners this year.
Yeah, exactly. That's a recipe of a good team.
Three up for Sheely is good, and it kind of stops the bleeding for the Tigers, 25-11. CJ obviously has the last two. And CJ, not sure he's in the books yet. Roberson for three. This time a little off the mark.
Barely. Barely. It was an NBA three, too.
He's 5 for 7, and Sheely heats back up. He's got back-to-back three balls. 25-14. Tigers trying to stay in it. CJ dribbled it off his foot. It was taken in by Malik Sparks, and the Aggies take a timeout, a 30-second timeout. So let's stay here, 25-14. Roberson 5 for 7 from deep. C.J. Franklin yet to hit the scoring column. So if you're Childersburg, you watch C.J. drop 30 last night, had a career high and a season high for all Aggies. You cut him off, but then Jordan Roberson decides to drop 15 in the first half.
Yeah, this is one of those teams that you can't overemphasize one guy defensively because we got 8 or 10 guys that can just wear you out. And I got to do my homework at halftime. But I know Chillsbury, and I think it may be Sheely, but one of those guys is brothers with the guy that passed away that had the projected MLB player, was a great baseball player, a young guy. I need to find that out, but that's another good family. If I think that's Sheely, I do.
25-14, back after the timeout. CJ takes a screen from KT, picks up his dribble, shovels it over to Jordan Roberson. Roberson through the lane, no-look feed. Sparks for three, and Malik Sparks has got to be shooting 75% or more from three this year. When he comes in the game and shoots, he makes the most of it.
He really does.
28-14, Aggies doubling up the Tigers, forced a missed shot on that end, and here comes Roberson. Oh, he thought about pulling the trigger. Got his guy on skates. Roberson didn't finish at the rim. KT had it knocked out of his hands, and it's going to stay on this end.
I tell you what, it's so easy to call a game with Jeremy, man. I called one with another guy the other day, and there's just this guy. We don't know how lucky we got it. Silicon, Alabama, have a pro play-by-play guy, man. I just want to listen to him, not even talk.
We get it into Sparks. Now left wing Roberson. What do you think about these gray unis the Aggies have on? They were some of my favorites.
I like that script Marble City on there.
CJ, he can't get a handle on the rock. Finally gets it. And then we threw it away.
And anytime you put the jump man on the jersey, you got a good thing going. You agree or disagree with that?
I like that.
Oh, yeah. You get rid of that swoosh. You want the jump, man.
I was searching for some Jordans, and I was just not going to buy the ones that you had.
Well,
but red and black are my two favorite colors.
You must like the Georgia Bulldogs.
Sheely at the top for three. He's a guy that can make you pay. Missed it. Rebounded by Sparks, and the Aggies going to run it ahead. Franklin with it, right wing. To the top to Roberson. Now O'Neal wants a three. Eric, no good. 28-14. Final 2 minutes. Sheely, 7-foot jumper. Hits high off the back iron, rattles around, and drops through.
So we're cutting this thing down a little bit. 12-point game. I'm sure they think if they can get it to about 8 or so by half, that'd be a win.
28-16, a minute 40 to go. Roberson with it. Now O'Neal makes the catch, right elbow, cross court CJ. Over to Malik Sparks, a corner three. Malik, short, rebound. Eric pulls it down low, throws it back out. Roberson to CJ for three, rattles around, no good. Rebound fought for and finally cleared by Hezekiah Parker.
I mean, that thing almost went halfway down and popped back out.
Sheely sizing up Roberson, gets a run to the lane, missed the shot, went to the floor hard, and Sheely's rebound came down and hit him while he was laying down on the baseline.
He tried to tap it, but his back was laying out of bounds. Coach Jones not happy about the defensive effort. So
with a minute to go, it's Patterson for the Aggies. Off to CJ. Well, Tay Fairman has been on CJ all night, but there hadn't been a lot of pressure on CJ to hit shots in this one. 28-16. In the corner to Roberson. Roberson's
Childersburg.
Dribble. Back
Childersburg's
off to CJ.
In a 2-3 zone right now. Let's see how we play against that. We don't see much of that.
And then a moving screen on Trey Wright. Not a guy that's normally playing the five for the Aggies. Tristan and Aiden on the floor. And you might be able to call that on the ball handlers. Trey was still trying to get set.
Joel wanting an explanation of that call there.
Yeah, probably not a tough one to get.
Yeah. I mean, this is the Alexander City Association calling this, Jeremy?
I believe it is. East Alabama?
Yeah. East Central.
East Central, excuse me. Layup by the Tigers. Listen, they got this lead down to 10. 28-18. Roberson with 9, with 8. With 7, it's Roberson. Giving it off to CJ with 5. We got to go. CJ at the buzzer.
Ooh.
Good.
Ooh.
Man. A deep three for Franklin, and the Aggies back up by 13. 31-18, your score at the break. We'll be back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Aggie Sports Network.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts, and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
When back pain or sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Oak Grove Feet and Tack is the go-to place for the best boots in the Coosa Valley. In fact, they earn Best of Coosa Valley recognition. Oak Grove Feet and Tack on Highway 280.
When back pain or sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Rudd's Car Wash is located next to Curtis & Son Funeral Home in Sylacauga. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. It's the best wash and value anywhere in the Coosa Valley.
Recovering from surgery?
Transform your recovery journey at Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where they make sure every day is a step forward. Their expert team offers physical, occupational, and speech therapies in an environment designed to nurture and inspire. At Sylacauga Health and Rehab, they don't just care for you, they care about you. Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where healing meets comfort. Proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Your safety on the road starts with a well-maintained car, and Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga is here to help. Regular oil changes, tire rotation and balance, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers keep your vehicle in top shape. Need new tires? They've got you covered, because a safe car means peace of mind for every journey. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Aggies lead it at halftime, 31-18 over Childersburg. Jordan Roberson with 15 of the Aggies, 31. A big night so far for Jordan. But story for the Aggies, Michael Adair, outside of Jordan Roberson, defense has been at a premium. It's been tough for the Tigers all night at the bucket.
Yeah, it really has. But I felt like in that second quarter, Chillsburg started rebounding the ball pretty well and got back in this thing a little bit. And then a couple big shots by Sylacauga at the end of the half there put them a little bit out of reach probably for Childersburg as this thing progresses into the second half. But it's textbook Aggie 2024 basketball where you don't know who's going to step up, but somebody is. Tonight it's been Jordan, and I'd say Eric O'Neill's had a really good game too. But, you know, Josh Spear is a guy you really miss, man. I'm just watching this game and watching inside the paint and stuff. Josh is a guy that the points and the rebounds, and I don't always tell the story. It's more of a plus-minus thing for Josh. You know, it's like he doesn't give up much on the other end, and it's just a all-around player that we'll be glad to hopefully get back here in the next week or two. What do you got? Let's see. One more week, and then the area tournaments after that. So you're dealing with about a week and a half or so.
Yeah, Jordan Roberson not in the lineup. Still think the Aggies are rebounding pretty well. As they struggled a little bit with that at Clay Central without him on the floor. They did insert him a little bit into Tuesday's game, or Wednesday's game, rather, against Briarwood. But you will not see Josh Spear till that area tournament. Hopefully, he'll be ready to go. But, you know, you're right. For the Aggies, it seems to be when they need somebody else to step up outside of the guy from the night before, it seems to always happen, whether it's Aiden Crow, C.J. Franklin, Jordan Roberson. I mean, it really any of the first six off the bench for the Aggies could explode for a big night.
Yeah, they could. And you know who we need to be the player of the game over the next week is Star Physical Therapy. We need them to get Josh rehabbed and get him ready to go. And they could be one of our best players. They might get a player of the week honor. You never know.
Well, there you go. Anyway, listen, just on Tom Malone a minute ago, already out here working hard with the basketball team. We appreciate him being the athletic trainer for the Sylacauga High School basketball team.
Is he here?
He's over there on the right. Just came out of the locker room.
Okay. They said he wasn't coming.
Oh, there he is. So second half adjustments. What do you want to see from the Aggies in the second half?
You know what? I felt like we put up a bunch of threes. I'd like to see Childersburg got in that 2-3 zone and obviously the way to beat it is shooting the ball well, but I'd like to see us work on penetrating, getting in the paint. I felt like we struggled against Clay Central when they packed the paint, so I'd like to see maybe we can work on that a little bit and get in there.
All right, that'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy halftime show. We'll be back with the second half. Again, your score at halftime, Sylacauga 31, Childersburg 18. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Stop by or drive through today. Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service and a convenient drive-through to get what you need quickly. From prescriptions to over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season, they've got you covered. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
For expert auto repair and award-winning service, trust Mullins Paint and Body in Sylacauga. Voted Best Auto Repair Shop in the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards. Call 256-626-2963.
This is Coach Chris Smelly, and you are listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics. Jeremy Law and Michael Adair with you here to start this second half. The Aggies will send C.J. Corbin, Aiden Jordan, and Eric O'Neill, your starting five, back out on the floor.
Man, I tell you what, one unsung hero group of this basketball season is the cheerleaders, man. And I just got to give a special hello to Barbara Coleman, who's Abby's grandmother. She's David McCurley's aunt. And, man, she's such a big supporter and listens and watches every game of us.
Aiden Crow starts off the third quarter with a three from the corner, 34-18. They'll swap sides of the floor. Childersburg now on the left side in white. Out beyond the arc, it's Devin Williams. Williams, right side, back off to Tay Fairman. Calling for it inside was T.D. Smith, but they couldn't get the basketball to him. Aggies by 16. And a foul on C.J. Franklin on the drive. Maybe the quietest game between Sylacauga and Childersburg that we can remember here inside of the gym at Childersburg.
That was a big factor where we started out this game and just really got off to a big lead.
Three up for the Tigers, no good. T.D. Smith missed it from the near corner. Aggies lead it by 16. With the basketball, it's Roberson. Chest pass, cross court to Patterson. In the corner for three again. Crow is good. 37-18.
Aiden Crow is just a fantastic shooter. He has been for years on this team. He shot it well as a young player.
Tay Fairman driving, goes up, missed a shot, tap back, no good. They're going to get a third crack at it, missed that one, but then there's a foul, and if they get this on Crow, it's his third. It's a third on Crow. Tristan Whetstone will check back in.
Crow took a hard shot on that one, too. He's struggling a little bit right now.
He'll get a breather.
Yeah, he's feeling the pain.
Yeah, you're right. The way the Aggies started this ball game just kind of took the life out of the crowd. This event is hosted by B.B. Comer, but obviously they don't have the facilities to hold as many people that are in this gym right now.
Is that right? I wonder why Coach Fossett was here. That makes sense.
was a lot of work, and hats off to B.B. Comer for making it work for everybody. It's a three up for the Tigers. No. Rebound tapped out of bounds. The Aggies will have it going the other way.
I think this is a really good place to have the county tournament. This and Talladega makes the most sense. Those are your two biggest gyms and most conducive.
They probably shouldn't ever be held anywhere else as Patterson hits a three.
One thing I'd like to see us do at Sylacauga is take out a couple of those concrete block walls and add some seating behind the goal towards the office there and really expand that gym. Sure would be nice to see.
Fairman driving, spinning, puts it up with the left hand and hits the two. 40-21, Aggies by 19. Well, the Aggies with 9 points from deep so far here in the third quarter. Patterson driving down the lane. Corbin got underneath, missed the layup, rebound. Whetstone pulls it back off Tristan. Cross court, Roberson down in the corner. Jordan fakes and gives off to Franklin. Patterson. He'll drive, he'll hop, he'll stop, he'll give it to Roberson for three, and Jordan's hot night continues. 12 quick ones to start the third quarter. Man. Roberson with 18.
Red hot, man.
Childersburg missed the three. The outlet pass to O'Neill was a little late, so he has to circle back around. Roberson, head fake, drive. Jordan across the arm. Where's the foul? But the offensive putback good for Whetstone. Tigers driving on the other end. Good. And then a timeout called by the Tigers. 30-second timeout. Let's stay here at maybe the most calm four threes in a row you'll ever see.
Yeah, this thing's just getting out of hand, so not a lot of excitement in here. It's a big Chillsburg crowd here, too. They got a lot of folks and a lot of people here. We've seen this thing packed. Not that tonight, but it's close.
Maybe a little bit of a down year for the Tigers. Remember, the Aggies, I think they got them by 50 in the first time they played.
It was close to that,
mistaken.
Yeah.
And then, no, it was 30. They ended up beating Winterboro by 50, I think, in the next game. But Childersburg, if you listen to Coach Jones, I think we would agree the first time they played, thoroughly outplayed the Aggies in the first 16 minutes and still ended up being about a 30-point win.
Well,
one of
Childersburg's best players is out. Johnson, the quarterback, would be a difference maker for sure. Coach Johnson's son. Amazing that Coach Johnny Johnson, head football and basketball coach. That's a man that works there.
45-23. Roberson keeps his dribble alive, spins to the right shoulder, driving. Jordan, layup was too strong. 4:20 left in the third. Fairman, as Parker's calling for it, we leave him open. Fairman missed the three. Rebound by Roberson, who's having a heck of a night. It was just 2 years ago. CJ goes down the lane, throws up a tough one. There should have been a foul to go with it. It was just 2 years ago that Childersburg was an Elite Eight team in Class 3A and won the Talladega County Super Championship that was hosted at Winterboro.
Yep. We've had a lot of good teams over the years. Bunch.
On the drive, Winterboro Seneca Sheely got the shot to drop. No Gerald Wallace on the sideline tonight for Childersburg. He's out with the flu. Is that, you know, that's going around right now.
I miss seeing Gerald down there, that's for sure.
47-25 as Patterson had it knocked out of his hands out of bounds on the baseline. Aggies about 11 minutes away from hoisting the Talladega County Championship trophy.
We're about 8 points away from a running clock, too.
As O'Neill's going to drive, got the layup to drop around Hezekiah Parker. Well, that first step to the bucket for Eric O'Neill might be as fast as anybody's on the team.
Oh, he's an elite athlete. He can get up there, too.
to see if Coach Smelly throws a couple jump balls to him. I'd like to see that. Aggies tap the pass away. It's taken away, and then Childersburg gets it back. Parker on the drive. CJ blocked the shot, but they got it with a foul. It'll send Parker to the stripe for two.
Man, I didn't see a whole lot of contact on that one. You're going to get that call, though, in that position. Goodness, he didn't even get the rim on that one.
I believe it one of the next basketball games. Quindavious Swain is going to be honored. He'll come back. Won two state championships for the Aggies last year in track and field.
What race was that?
I think the 100 meter was one of them. And I want to say hurdles. Childersburg misses a contested jumper with 2 minutes to go. Coach Jones says slow it down. Jordan dribbles to the right key. Now back off to Patterson. 49-25 as Crow wants a three. Missed the three. As Fairman will run it across. Fairman down the lane. He'll get a tie up. And the arrow is staying with Childersburg. I don't blame Roberson for not sticking in there and trying to take a charge up by 24.
No need to get another guy to start physical therapy.
Yeah, I know Todd does a good job, but we'd like to keep him out of there if we could.
Absolutely.
Timeout, Coach Jones. Let's take one, too. 49-25, Aggies with the lead. 90 seconds left here in the third quarter.
At La Piñata Mexican Grill, Thirsty Thursdays offer you Dos Equis for $2.99 in the bottle or $3.99 draft. Add a quesadilla Hawaiiana for only $10.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Childersburg with the basketball, 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. And T.D. Smith buries a three.
I'll tell you what, this crowd got louder for those cheerleaders doing backflips in the timeout than they have for anything.
C.J. stops, drives, got hacked, and there's a foul on the Tigers.
The cheerleaders have become an integral part with those backflips. They get the crowd engaged at all these games, really. It's like a competition. They'll flip and the other one will flip and they'll jump and go into splits. Really fun to watch that competition.
Crow to Roberson in the corner. He'll rise, he'll fire, and he'll miss the three. Rebound chased down by CJ. Roberson wanted it back in the corner. Franklin to Corbin, and the Aggies slow it down with 60 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Patterson dribbles it off his foot, kicks it up, gets it off to Crow down the right side of the lane. Crow, finger roll, good for Crow. I thought Aiden might flush that one. He was up there. Fairman on the drive, fouled. They get the foul on Roberson.
I want to see somebody dunk one like Shannon Grant did the other day. He about shook the shot clock off the top of the goal.
I'm glad to still see Shannon playing, but
love it.
I had to do the math. He took full advantage of that COVID year, I think.
Good for him. Proud of Shannon and
playing
all he's accomplished.
Jackson State this year. He's been at Mercer, FAMU, and now Jackson State. He's had a good run.
That dunk he had was, that thing was powerful. If you haven't seen it, you need to Google that, Shannon Grant, Jackson State dunk. It'll pop up.
Well, if this team had a Shannon Grant, not that I don't love what we have, but it'd be great to have a 6'8er, 6'9er.
It's been a while since we had a big man like that.
CJ got fouled.
Hey.
CJ wants to force one, doesn't he?
He get up there.
He got fouled and kept on going. He'll inbound from the sideline.
I think he heard us talking about that dunk. He's going to try to see if that blue goal will come down.
You know, that dunk for Shannon, I don't really remember him dunking that much at Silicaga. But I see stuff about Shannon dunking all the time. He had one at Mercer that really brought the house down a couple years ago.
Sure did. Oh.
To me, that should be an offensive foul. Fairman got the bucket to go on the drive, 51-29 with 6 seconds to go with Roberson with four. Roberson with three. Step back got three. Money! Jordan Roberson at the buzzer!
Jordan about to fill up my stat line right here. I need some more paper. You got any over there?
We'll find you some during the break. 54-31. Aggies with the lead as we head to the fourth quarter.
Are you sidelined by pain, injury, or surgery? Donahue Physical Therapy is your ticket to getting back in the game faster. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our expert therapists know how to speed up your recovery and improve your performance. At Donahue Physical Therapy, we've helped countless athletes and everyday folks like you regain their strength, flexibility, and mobility. Don't let pain hold you back. Donahue Physical Therapy, your path to a quicker recovery. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Silicaga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
We'll start the fourth quarter. Aggies by 23 with 8 minutes to play. The Aggies outlet pass there to Eric O'Neill ended up out of bounds on the baseline.
We're going to have to get in our history book and see what the most threes someone's ever made in Silicon High School history. What do you think our computer will give us that in real time?
We'll have to figure it out. I know Hayden Basinger had, I think, 8-1 game for the Aggies just a few years ago.
That's about as many as I can remember anybody scoring there.
I think those were all in the first half against Talladega in that empty gym.
Oh, man.
No, that was the game where they cleared the gym because of the
happened.
Yeah. Hayden had like 24 at the break. 54-31, Aggies. Patterson rolls off a screen off to C.J. Franklin. Franklin guarded on Sheely.
Maybe one of our listeners on Facebook can post it if they know of anybody scoring more than 8 in a game.
Inside to Crow, got fouled on the roll to the bucket, and Crow back to the stripe with a couple free throws. Aiden Crow hasn't had a quiet night for the Aggies.
He's been strong in the second half. He's really come alive. He got 8 points in the second half.
Yeah, he's trying to get to double digits. O'Neill is at 7 for the Aggies. CJ's got 5.
We as a team have a lot of threes in this game. We've shot a lot of threes. I mean,
hey, and Silicaga seems to always shoot the three well here at Childersburg. As Crow gets it at the free throw line, now 56-31.
You know, if we can keep shooting threes like this and force teams to play man on us and not get in that paint, we're going to be hard to beat.
three up for the Tigers. No. Rebounded by Franklin to kick out now to Roberson on the run. Jordan down the lane. Roberson fought through the contact, got fouled.
He almost got a three the old-fashioned way right there.
You know, and I think this year, this is probably the widest gap in the county that you've seen between the best team and the second-best team. The Aggies 40-piece Talladega last night, 86-46. Man. And it's just, it's been Sylacauga and pretty much everybody else in the county this year.
Even in 2018, when we were so good, it wasn't like that. I mean, we had to fight to beat Talladega and Childersburg back then.
I mean, in 2018, the Aggies were 0-3 against the Tigers until the Final Four.
Yeah.
The Talladega Tigers, that is.
That's right. Basketball in the county was so strong back then.
I mean, again, just 2 years ago, Childersburg was an Elite Eight team. Winterboro had a heck of a ball club. It's 57-31. .635 to go. Mid-range jumper for Childersburg. Good. It was Brandon Calhoun. So look into the schedule coming up for Sylacauga. They got Shelby County Senior Night on Monday.
That's a big game. That's a game we've got to win.
As Crow flushes it home underneath the bucket.
A game we should win, but a game we have to win.
If you win it, you host the area tournament.
Yep.
And then Tuesday, Talladega at home, and then this time next week, we'll be back here to face Childersburg. So every game left on the regular season schedule, we'll have live video for you right here on the Aggie Sports Network.
And then a week from Monday starts the area tournament, right?
I think so, Lacan, yeah. You might play on a Tuesday and Thursday, depending on
seeding.
Seeding and who's hosting and who's going where. Still think it's up in the air for the girls unless Briarwood beats Clay Central tonight. A game
that,
already in the books,
that were
just
to happen,
have the score. They would, if
Briarwood would host?
Yeah, if the girls and the girls and boys host at different places, the girls' games are usually on, well, they're always Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday most of the time anyways. 59-33 with 5:30 to go. CJ down the lane. God, absolutely hammered, no whistle. The referees are probably like the rest of us. It's Friday night, and Sylacauga is going to win the ball game. Why delay the inevitable?
The game's been officiated very well, I feel like.
Tigers, Calhoun lost his dribble. Picked up by the Aggies. Now it's Roberson with 5 minutes to go. Roberson for three. In and out. Roberson was 7-for-10 before that one. Now 7-for-11. And it went all the way down and popped out. Calhoun wants another three. It's short. Rebound tapped back into the hands of Calhoun, and he's fouled by Franklin.
That's going to be three or four on CJ. Three, I think.
You know, every one of them that Roberson shot had a chance to go down. I think that's a.
Oh yeah.
That's maybe more impressive than the seven for eleven is every other one. I think. Went halfway down and popped out.
The first two didn't even touch the rim. They just straight into the sack.
I think Jordan just looked up here and said, get that graphic ready for star physical therapy, player of the game.
That one with the cats.
Well, you could repost that one, I guess.
Yeah.
See, he's the king of the cats today.
He is. You're going to have to put that one back out there. You do a good job with those graphics, Jeremy. I like the way that looks.
59-34.
Wear all kind of hats around here, man. Keep the interest. The good thing you do is you keep the interest in the sports. That's what you're really doing.
Man, if he did an ROI check on me, it'd be high. That's for sure.
Yeah, you just keep everybody engaged. That's, and a lot of schools don't have that, especially the size of Sylacauga. They don't have coverage like this. We're fortunate to really have that kind of exposure.
Sheely misses the jumper. Rebounded by Patterson. He's had a great night on the board. CJ underneath. He'll miss the dunk. Boy, CJ has had a couple dunks go down, but after the whistle that time, looks like he lost it on the way up.
You know, speaking about the coverage you give, you know, when you go out and try to get a coach or, you know, something like that, when you have a team like Silicon and we're trying to recruit a coach, it sure does help to have media coverage like we do, because these coaches might go coach somewhere else, but they're not going to get that kind of exposure. Look what got cheese on the ball. Fell in somebody's nachos.
that's the first one for us.
I've never seen that before.
You know, luckily we didn't have to go too far to recruit Coach Joel Jones.
Now,
had to stay in the city limits.
That's one of the best recruiting jobs we've done, getting Coach Jones over there. Man of character that lead these guys, and Coach Patterson. They're a good duo. They offset it. Each one of them has different skills that they can help each other. And I'm proud of Coach Jones and what he's accomplished. And I'm really proud of how he's leading these men.
And accountability, probably the big word with Coach Jones.
Yep.
You might look over there and think he's a little hard on them every now and then, but when you have the respect factor,
that's the way you got to be.
Sheely down
nice,
the lane.
Great.
Got a tough one to go. Just being on the committee where we interviewed coaches this go-around, you know, I had to call Coach Joel Jones and tell him to make sure he got that dadgum application in.
Yeah. He, you know, years past he hasn't applied, but he wanted to. But, you know, you don't want to apply and not get accepted. And, in God's timing, he got the job, and it's been the right thing.
And a good group of guys to coach, too. You know? I mean, not that last year was a little different. You just have a lot of young skill, and last year with Revish and Q and some other ones, maybe not the best fit for the system that we were running. They would have done very well in this system, as well as probably Coach Fullington's system that he ran.
You know, Coach Jones coached these guys. He was the head coach at the middle school. He coached them in the eighth grade. So he's got a lot of history with these guys.
Chris Roberson misses a three for the Aggies.
Joel's got a lot of good mentors in his life. Guys like Bobby Hall and people that he talks to and trusts. And, they're all helping him out. And there's a learning curve to being a head coach. You know, there's a lot that you don't see that you have to figure out. Scheduling and all that stuff.
And I think Coach Jones admittedly said that he would need some help with some stuff like that he maybe never had to do. Coach Patterson has done a great job as Crow got fouled. And he'll have two free throws coming his way with the Aggies leading by 21 with 2:34 to go. He's got some great help. You know, I'd love to have
Coach Douglas is another guy
absolutely
he's really close to that he talks to a lot. And, you know, it's a little college. You got a long history of folks that have an interest in the program doing well, and they'll help you and support you.
You know, and
Mr. Rivers, obviously, right there helping him.
Exactly. I was going to say, hats off to Dr. Eller, Mr. Rivers, and Chad Wilkinson for getting the hire right this time. Not that it was not right in the past, but it definitely feels right as we sit here up 22 against Childersburg with 2:34 to play in the fourth quarter.
Well, Silicaga's been a school where guys have come and coached and done well and been recruited away. But you get a hometown guy like Joel, he's not interested in going to coach somewhere else. He's going to stay here if he does well, and hopefully we won't lose him to Florence or somewhere like that. Coach Copeland's still up there, isn't he?
Listen, I still talk to Coach Fullington, who calls me about once a week and praises what Jones is doing here at Silicaga.
Oh, he's one of the happiest people for Joel Vall and Coach Fullington. Now, he is having a good year down at St. Paul's, buddy. He's like 17-2 or 3, and that rascal can coach too now. Don't think he can't.
Shot up and good for the Tigers, 63-42. Caught a carry on Gabe Harrell with a 21-point lead.
It's just amazing that Coach Jones was on the bench in 1978.
And when you told
that's
me that
just
last Friday,
unbelievable.
That is insane,
dude. That's 46 years ago.
That's 15 years before I was born.
That's just how long he's been committed, man. And just doesn't seem like he's old enough. He looks pretty good to be old enough to have been on the bench in 1978. That's what my kids said when I told them. They're like, there's no way he's that old.
Well, speaking of bench, I'm not sure if you've seen Coach Jones on the
bench.
Oh,
he can move some weight now. I've lifted weights with him a lot. That's all he likes to do now is bench press. He's not going to get into anything else. He said, that's all you need. And he can move some weight now, I'm telling you. He can absolutely move some weight.
I know we're all happy for him. And, again, just was super pleased to see him apply for the job this go-around. And Trey Cook's putback is good for the Aggies. Last night, every Aggie that dressed scored a bucket.
Yeah, he's got Coach Patterson working a lot with the ninth and JV, and those kids love Coach Patterson, man. He makes it fun for them. And last up at Briarwood, our ninth grade one, beat Briarwood by like 14. He's got them playing good. Last year, they didn't win a game, and this year they've been in every game in the ninth grade. So I know Anderson and a lot of those guys really like Coach Patterson.
Aggies fouled the shooter for Childersburg. Up by 23 with a minute 19 to go.
Coach Patterson's guy you got to keep around the program because he's got Corbin, but he's got another kid named Cam that's about 8 or 9, and he's knocking down threes in the rec league. So we can't let Coach Patterson get away. We got to enjoy.
And I didn't know there was a younger CJ running around out there.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a soccer man now. That's his sport is soccer.
Maybe Chris can get him dribbling a little bit for us. CJ has just been a heck of a player for us. CJ might be playing baseball this year.
He's always been a good baseball player, good pitcher. And he didn't play last year, but he's going to try it this year.
Inside to Cook. Cook's going to miss the layup with 60 seconds to go. The Aggies are going to be your county champions.
I want to say a special thank you to Coosa Valley Medical Center and Hickory Street Cafe. They're sponsoring the senior night dinner for us. They've been so gracious. Vanessa Green and Amy Price and all of them. They fed the football team all year. They're feeding the basketball team next week. And we don't ask them to do it. We try to pay them, and they say no. And we're lucky in this town to have a hospital and a cafeteria that not only puts out great food, one of my favorite places to eat, but feeds the team and helps out in the community.
You really won't find any, number one, better food than what Hickory Street Cafe offers during the day, but their catering is, by and away, in my opinion, about as good as you can get.
Man, the day they had shrimp were fantastic. That's a place, that's a staple, man.
You're not going to find two people that like to help, and really, I mean, more than Amy and Vanessa, but Glenn Sisk also possible as the CEO of Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Well, he's telling them, let's support the community, you know, and they do it. But,
you know, that cafe is Vanessa Green's baby. You know, that was one of the biggest things that Glenn Sisk wanted to do is to get the community involved with the hospital. How can you get them there? The Hickory Street Cafe.
It's such a good idea. But, an example of what they do is you tell them you need it for 15 and they make you enough for 20. And that's just how they do it. And if you need catering, like at holidays and events, you'd be a fool not to call them. I mean, they'll take care of you. They'll make a great meal and they'll charge you a reasonable price for it.
It's a 25-point game. We're going to stay here throughout the awards on the Star Physical Therapy postgame show before we wrap things up tonight, just to let everybody know who the MVPs are, know who the MVP of this game is going to be. 67-42, Kenson Threet is going to dribble it out as the teams will line up and shake hands at midcourt. 67-42, your final score. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy postgame show.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. They done took the score off the scoreboard, Michael Adair. Anybody remember what it was? It's Sylacauga. I think they 40, won this one by 24.
67-42? Wait, let's see. 67-42.
What a win for the Aggies. Big time dub, and you got to think about it. C.J. Franklin had a cold night. We really didn't shoot that much. They were able to cut him off, hedge him off. Jordan Roberson, your star physical therapy star player of the game with 22 points.
Man, what a game. So proud of Jordan, man. He's I know he's excited. I can see it on his face. And we need some more shooting like that as this year unfolds.
Jordan Roberson, what was that, the offensive MVP? What did he get right there?
Most valuable player.
So he got the MVP for the Aggies. C.J. Franklin was the MVP. The Aggies going to come get the Super Championship Trophy. Talladega County, back-to-back years, they win it. Michael Adair, just a fun night overall with the Aggies, kind of cementing themselves, I think clearly, the best team in the county this year.
Oh, yeah. They're not even close.
So following up for the rest of this basketball season, big one Monday night at home. It's senior night. Make sure you are at Nichols Austin Middle School to support the Aggie seniors, but also one that if you win, you host the area tournament. And then you feel like you're locked into the playoffs and you have that home court advantage. Following that, Tuesday night, Talladega at home, rivalry matchup. And then Friday night, Childersburg away back here before the area tournament the following week. All games live on the Aggie Sports Network on Mix 106.5, Facebook, and YouTube. Michael Adair, your final thoughts tonight?
I'm just so proud of this team. I'm proud of the coaches and the whole school, man. You can't take this for granted. Having a good run, so let's just keep this rolling. We got a lot to still play for, a lot of big games ahead, so just encourage everybody to stay close to the Aggie Sports Network, and let's finish strong.
All right, congratulations to Coach Joel Jones and the Aggies tonight. 2025 Talladega County Super Champions. From Jeremy Law and Michael Adair, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Alvia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.